Viewer discretion is advised,
but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a real man.
Once upon a time, we were three very different wrestling fans.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new edition of Black Hearts Angels. I'm Charcy, joined by Lady B, Binky, and Princess Terry. How are you girls doing today?
We're good. What's up, guys?
That's awesome. Doing good. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with all your friends. Come on. This is where you want to be. This is where the party's at with us amazing girls here. So come and join the party. Don't forget to also check us out on our link tree, guys. I mean, this is where you can find everything related to Off the Top Ropes, our whole Pod Mob family. Anything related to our podcast, check it out here. You can find it everywhere, all our merch, everything on here. So check out our Linktree stuff. And then don't forget to also check out our amazing sponsors, Dubby Energy. Guys, best energy drink out there. Use our coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off our purchase. And who doesn't like to save? Don't forget to also check out our Dream Alive store. Use coupon code OTTRMOB. Save 15% off at dreamalive.store. And last but not least, check out our last sponsor, GetSoLaced.com. Some amazing merch. I mean, it's past Valentine's Day and everything, but I mean, who doesn't want to save anything there? And then don't forget to last but not least, check out our bonfire.com/store/off the top ropes and rock some Black Hearts Angels merch. I mean, represent the best female podcast out there with us girls and support the Pod Mob. Get our merch. Support the girl. Support us. Girls, it's greatly, 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 greatly appreciated. Please support our team. Should we get into our first topic?
Yes.
So, yeah, so this past week on Dynamite, we got a big match announced for Revolution. Will Ospreay and Konosuke Takeshita got announced for Revolution. This is going to be Will Ospreay's first match for AEW, too. So, what are you guys' thoughts on this big match? It's a dream, a lot of people's dream match and everything, but like Don Callis said on Dynamite, it's family versus family. I could possibly see a babyface Ospreay coming out of this and cutting ties with the Don Callis family and going on his own. What are you guys' thoughts on that? Hi, Christy.
Christy.
Hello.
Hi. I could really say, basically, even though I don't watch AEW, I could tell that it's going to be a good match because, you know, you said that it's going to be his last match, right? So, yeah, it's first. Okay. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a good match. It's going to be a definitely good match.
Yeah, it's his first match in AEW coming off a major, amazing run in New Japan. I mean, he's always put on classic matches with everybody he's been in the ring with, whether it be Okada, whether it be Kenny, whoever. It's like, five-star wrestling machine over there. So can't wait to see his first match over in AEW. I'm excited. This could be a banger match. I'm looking forward to it. But I feel a baby face run coming from Ospreay to start his run in AEW.
Yeah. I agree.
I mean, I feel like for me, I'm in, you know, same as Bianca, really. Like, me and AEW, we have a love-hate relationship. But I'm proud of Ospreay because, you know, first match and everything, I know he's probably feeling the nerves, especially with, you know, you guys know how the IWC are as well. All eyes are essentially going to be on him. And so I just hope that he does a good job and he doesn't mess up. And if he does a good job, then TK will really give him the chance to really grow and blossom at the company. So, yeah, good luck to Ospreay, to be fair.
As for Will
Ospreay. This is really exciting for him. And I'm have shifted to the AEW bound. I'm still WWE, but I have been watching AEW more often lately. And this would be great for Ospreay. And we just have to wait and see who'll be his next opponent. So this is really exciting.
There's a lot of dream matches that he hasn't faced. I mean, or some big names in AEW he hasn't faced. He has not faced Claudio. He has not faced Brian that I know of in singles. And this is Brian's last year in AEW. So, I mean, who knows who he could face? There's a lot of big name matches in there. I mean, people say do Kenny again, but I mean, we've seen a lot of those matches. Maybe let test his horizons against Takeshita first, Hobbs. You know, you still have a lot of big names over there. So I'm excited to see his run over there. It's going to be one hell of a run, especially if anything coming off of his New Japan run where he put on banger after banger. This AEW run's going to be great for the whole world to finally get to see him. Because, I mean, a lot of people say, yeah, I didn't get to see him a lot because he wrestled for New Japan, but now that he's going to be on major TV every single week, I mean, the whole world gets to finally see how great of a talent he is, which is exciting for me because I've watched a lot of New Japan, so I've seen a lot of his matches, and he's a really talented guy, so I'm excited to see what he can do over in AEW.
Mm-hmm. Yo, look at her.
Hey, she fine. But the dream matches galore are gonna be crazy, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, you know, very interesting to see what he's gonna do. What he's gonna do and how he you know, how he gonna definitely, you know, represent himself in this match. That would probably be a good banger.
I think he's gonna do amazing over there. I mean, yeah. There's so many dream matches and don't forget, like, he's from the UK. I mean, mm-hmm. All in Wembley's coming up in August. I mean, that's going to be a dream matchup for him over there, too. And he's going to be highlighted. Ospreay and Claudio. Yeah, that would be a dream matchup. Ospreay's going to kill it over there. I have a feeling it's going to be one hell of a run over there. Continuing off the major run in New Japan, it's going to be wow. So I'm looking forward to see what he can do over in
maybe. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
That's 1 minute of power.
We'll see.
That's like literally the only thing we can say is we'll see.
Yeah, no, like seriously. I mean,
oh, right. Go ahead, Vinny.
I see Ospreay going against Swerve.
Okay.
That's a good match.
That's a good one. That's a
great.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a great match.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's just more to come for Ospreay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Ready.
That could be the matchup for Ospreay at All
In. It's gonna be entertaining.
That could be the matchup for him at All In. Have Swerve win the title at Revolution. I mean, I'd hate to see Joe's amazing run get cut short, but I mean, have Swerve win it at Revolution, hold it maybe till All In, then put it on Ospreay potentially. I mean, could be a good matchup there too.
Will he have his big fight before Big Business or before? I mean, after.
Yeah, it'll be before because Big Business before? Is the 13th of March. Yeah, so March.
If he has
Revolution
a match,
March 3rd. So
if he has a match at Big Business, then yeah, I'm definitely gonna be there. So you know, I'll be looking forward to one of his matches.
Oh, he'll definitely probably be on that card. Revolution.
Okay.
It's gonna take time for him.
I feel like it will take time for him as well. I mean, I'm. You know, I think we're all just doing the right thing and saying we'll see, because I can't sit here and predict his future. I feel like obviously if you've seen him at NJP, then you know he's obviously coming with fans. But are the fans gonna remain loyal, especially if he's entering a new territory? You get it. So I do hope that they take into consideration his talent and you know his audience, and they build his character in such a way that he can build momentum and keep the momentum where it is. Because I wouldn't want to see him, you know, wrestle one match and then we never see him again, or they make him an underdog, or they put him in a faction that just doesn't make zero sense. You get it? So at this point, I'm just going to say we'll see. And then after the first match and the second and possibly the third, I can have a proper solidified conversation about it.
A tournament of power.
Well, I mean, especially too, because it's like you're saying, you know, he's coming in, it's a new territory. I mean, yeah, a lot of people have seen him based off Forbidden Door matches, and if a lot of New Japan talent have New Japan fans have been watching AEW and vice versa, I mean, they should be well acclimated to his character. But it's like the roster in AEW is getting to a point, it's kind of like WWE's roster, where certain talent aren't getting utilized and everything. And my fear is now you have like the talent like Mercedes coming in, and you have talent like Okada coming in at Revolution more than likely, and everything. And now Ospreay is coming in too. It's like now you're like so top loaded in your main event scene. What's going to happen with all these guys? Because you can't push all of them at once, and you can't have them all win all the time, and you can't have them, you know, all go over and go for titles in the same thing. So it's like, what can you do? Like, and like you said at the bottom, heard the locker room's unhappy. Well, how do you keep the locker room happy, especially your main event talent that's been there for since the beginning? How do you keep them happy while making sure that your new talent that are coming in are utilized well and pushed to the, given their full potential, and make them happy too? You have to like balance the fine line between both. So
I feel like with the locker room being unhappy, this is when I just sit back and say, some of you people are just ungrateful bastards. Excuse my language. I hope we don't get flagged.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
Oh my gosh. Because, right, sometimes you need to bring in such talent so that everyone else can shine. Okay?
Yeah.
And it depends on how TK and the creative do it. If, for example, they bring in Mercedes and then they start putting her over Julia Hart, start putting her over Toni Storm and the rest of the female locker room, then that's when you can have grounds for being unhappy.
Yeah.
But essentially, if they're coming and they're shedding light on AEW, bringing a new audience in, and then obviously bringing in that pedestal where maybe we could shine for, we can make people like Swerve shine and Claudio shine. Not to say that they're not already shining, but sometimes you need someone new to come in so that the room is even more brighter. Do you get it? And of course, right now AEW is doing fairly well, but sometimes you just need to bring in new talent just so that the momentum doesn't die.
Yeah.
So if you hear that, oh, so and so is coming in, and then now you're hearing, you're reading news reports where people are saying, oh, the locker room are unhappy. No one's going to be looking at no one's going to be looking at Yi. People are going to be looking at TK and judging his decision.
Yeah.
When he's doing what's best for business. Wrestling, of course, it's an entertainment industry.
Yeah.
But it's also a place of business. He's doing what he's bringing in money and bringing in limelight for the rest of the talent. So when I hear stuff like, oh, the locker room are unhappy, that's when I just sit there and say, do you know what? You don't deserve to be happy. How about that?
And on top of what you're saying, the talent that aren't happy, I mean, if they're near the end of their contract and everything, or they're not happy, why don't you just let them free from their contract and let them go elsewhere? Like, if you're not not at that point where you're not happy and you're going to cause a scene in the locker room and where no one else is happy there, why can't you just cut ties with them and let them go? There's other promotions out there that can go too. If some of them are ex-WWE talent, but let them cut ties and let them go back to WWE if they want to go back there. Let them go to Impact. Let them go to the Indies. Let them go wherever they want to. I mean, they're not that good, or they don't want to be around.
We can't get shit here. I pour Captain Crunch into a bowl. There is no berries anymore. You cannot have shit.
Yeah.
If they're not happy, just let them go.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because it's crazy because here's my issue. If they keep hiring more talents, then there would be no room for the others, especially the upcoming the rising stars.
I agree.
Because it's like, okay, look, the locker room is unhappy, and it's like, and you have, you know, wrestlers like Sky Blue, and you have, you know, for the, you know, those who've been on AEW for a while. And then you have newcomers like Mercedes and Osprey, you know, just coming over, and then because of their talents, the others, they're basically like, you know, back to the back of the line, like,
yeah.
So it's it has to be a balance, and you just limit,
you know, 100,
and just focus on the ones who deserve the push.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, you know, so the reason why I agree with Binky is because when you watch WWE in 2016 Raw was 3 hours, right? And this was prior to the brand split, because everyone was just wrestling everywhere. I can't even count on my fingers how many wrestlers you will see in one episode, whether it's a 2-minute promo or whether it's an actual match, or whether it's just a video reel of, oh, someone is coming back, blah, blah. I can't count on my fingers probably even like 15 wrestlers in a 3 hour, probably even 20, right? Then you watch wrestling now, and it's like, why is a match 30 odd minutes, but so-and-so is in the back? Like, for example, I'm going off topic right now, I do apologize, but Bron coming onto SmackDown yesterday, I rolled my eyes because I was like, sorry, excuse me, how are you making this a possibility when there are some people that we haven't seen in bloody ages? I haven't seen Austin Theory in ages. You got Logan Paul that just comes out and defends a title that's
barely
making meaning to the title. You get it? So I get what Binky says when she says there needs to be a balance. Obviously, I'm speaking from a WWE perspective because I don't watch AEW as much as I watch WWE, but I agree. I feel like TK's weakness is that he hires just an influx of individuals, and especially because his locker room is made up of ex-WWE talents, let's just be real. So it's like, what do you do with the babies, the people who are trying to make a name for themselves? So the question becomes, should AEW have some form of a development center like NXT, so that there's a balance between talents as to who's getting more limelight, who doesn't need the limelight but can be used to push other talents to get it? So I do hope that if Osprey does come, let him come with grace and humility. Let him not overcloud the whole locker room. Because I guarantee you, the people that are probably unhappy, I guarantee it's not people like Edge. It's definitely the little babies that just want some sense of leveling. People like Edge, people like Christian, I doubt it's them that complain.
Well, no, because they're already involved in major storylines there, so no, they wouldn't be disappointed at all. So. But maybe, I'm not trying to be mean, but maybe they need to do something like a brand split, because you look at these shows, like, I criticize WWE for it, I'm going to criticize AEW for it. I mean, with WWE, you create a brand split, you have a draft. But why are we seeing the same talents switching over shows? Oh, like LA Knight's on Raw, Drew's going to be on SmackDown. It's like, why do we even do the brand split if we're just going to have everyone running across every single show anyways? It makes sense.
I just feel like,
with AEW,
I'm going to say this. Let's just keep it on. Sorry.
No, what I was gonna say, real quick is what I was gonna say. But what I was gonna say is, you have three shows. You have your ROH show. You have Collision. You have Dynamite. Mm-hmm, why can't you make brand specific rosters? You have enough talent. Why can't you make brand specific?
That's what I'm saying. You have enough talent. You have enough talent. Mm. That's why people are unhappy, because they know what's gonna happen to them if they are overshadowed by these new talents coming in.
Yeah, and I want to point out, it's the same thing with TNA Impact. When they had Deonna Purrazzo and Trinity, also known as Naomi, in the WWE, when they were on Impact, and then it pushed certain female talents, like Rosemary and Havoc and Jordynne Grace. So it's like, you know, it's the same thing, and it's just like I said, balance.
Absolutely. What were you gonna say, lady?
I was gonna say something, but that just slipped my mind. But no, like for real, let's keep it all 1,000. All about this balance thing, about this whole brand, whole talent thing, who goes to who. Or who stay in the back burner? Favoritism.
Everyone, favoritism. And like he says on the bottom here, everyone needs to learn to take an L.
Right, like, because how, like Trini said, everybody should deserve a chance of, you know, a spot in like in a match. Not everybody's getting a spot in a match, so it's like, okay, it's only like who pick and choose who do what.
Favoritism. Exactly. Don't be afraid to take L's, guys. I mean, there's people on the roster. There's some people that are like, I have to win every match, or I have to go over, or I have to do this. You know, some people, and there's other talent up there that are willing to be like, okay, I'm willing to put X person over.
Here's my thing. You can't take an L on the backdrop of your mental health.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't take an L on the backdrop of your financial situation.
No.
What's the point in signing me if you're not going to use me? Do you get
exactly.
it? I'd rather go elsewhere. I think we need to start looking at wrestling further than just, oh, so-and-so can do backflips, and so-and-so can bring money, and so-and-so's got a nice body. If someone... A business, at the end of the day, these people are real people outside of the outside of the ring. Do you get it? So if they're not getting TV time, if they've been busting their ass off Kofi Kingston style, and they're having like flipping a 2-minute reign, then it becomes pointless. Do you get it? Then you have situations like, sorry to say this, I don't like saying the man's name because I know it's a touchy topic, but then you have situations like Chris Benoit, and it's true.
Yeah,
because we need to start, and this is why I really want to do my thesis on this. The corporate governance of wrestling corporations across the board, whether it's TNA and New Japan, Stardom, is shit because they don't look
that's crazy.
They don't look after their wrestlers at all. So, Ospreay come in. I'm happy for him. You know, whenever you can get the opportunity to go on mainstream wrestling shows, perfect. Congratulations, because it's hard. People are working their asses off. But what about the people that are already there that still aren't getting the... Because, you know, don't know what's happening behind the scenes. They're probably busting their ass off in the gym.
Yep.
But what is it that so-and-so has that does not have that Ospreay has? Do you get it? So I understand why people are upset, but this is when we have to look at the people that are in charge and say, hey, you lot need to start behaving yourselves, because people are going to start unaliving themselves or just depleting in depression because they're not giving them the attention that they deserve. That's my point. I think that's why people are unhappy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh God. Well, I totally agree with all that. You know, it's like you're not gonna make everyone happy. So I mean, like you said at the bottom, this is worth repeating. Just take an L and move on. Like,
This is over, not over. I'm betting not over.
Not by a long shot.
You can't be afraid to put other talent over. I mean, you just can't. Like, that's part of the industry. You're not winning. You're not going to come in and be like, I'm winning every match, and that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, because then everyone's going to be like, well, I'm the big star here. I should be winning all my matches. I don't need to put anyone over. And then everyone's going to be totally unhappy, and no one's going to be satisfied. So, taking off.
I dislike people who are like that, who are.
Oh, yeah.
I just like hate, like, I wouldn't say hate, like, dislike people who think that they better than everybody. Like, and so, yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
They're just cracking jokes.
There's a difference between demanding and seeking, I guess. Because if you're seeking an opportunity, you're seeking an opportunity from a standpoint of humility and just genuinely just wanting to be seen. And then there's the likes of CM Punk. So,
God help me.
See me.
It's a touchy subject. Touchy subject.
Coincidence? I think not.
Yeah, me. All about me. You want to get into your topic, Bianca?
Okay, let's get into it. I got stuff to say about this woman here. Okay.
First, not too much on the queen, man.
Listen, you know. This woman right here has a torn ACL, so she's out for, you know, a good whole, I think, 9 months. And she's going to go under surgery. And I'm just tired of her getting injured, all randomly coming back. I'm sorry, Terry. Listen, I just don't care for this woman because she's like, she'll leave, come back, leave, come back, leave. And then thinking that she can get every single title that she wants. I am sorry. I don't like this woman. Like, I despise her so much. Like, and it's all hail the queen shit. Excuse my language, but I'm sorry. I don't like her. I don't like her. Like, I think, in my opinion, she needs to retire. She's 38 years old. She don't look her age. She looks 50 years old. I'm sorry. I don't care for this woman. Like, what are y'all thoughts? Because I'm just over it. I'm over it at this point.
I want to go first because I'm ready to fry Lady B. Like, I'm ready to fry her. I'm just looking for my support. I mean, serious business. Right. Okay. Not too much on the queen. I feel like, and this is the honest truth, if her surname wasn't Flair, none of you would have chat for that woman, number one. Number two, I am hoping that she does get her 15th title reign. I'm hoping that the title reign will be shorter than the lifespan of, I don't know who has a short lifespan. For me personally, I don't appreciate Charlotte hate. And especially when it comes from women, because it feels like women on women crime, okay? Sister, okay?
I hear you.
Thank you, Christy.
I hear you, but listen, I know you have some women that you don't like either, right? So,
Of course, but I feel like the hatred towards Charlotte is because of her surname. If Charlotte wasn't a Flair, you lot wouldn't hate on her the way that you do.
And
hold on, my last point before I let the floor go, right? I used to be like you, Lady B. I used to hate Charlotte Flair, okay? I used to despise her. And then I watched her documentary on why she started wrestling in the first place, and I fell in love with her. And you know what? I implore you to go and watch that docu-series. I promise you now, you'll take back everything you just said. I'm going to put the belt away now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This wasn't
I'm
some weak ass training lessons either.
Listen. I respect everything you said, and I commend you that you like her. But this is just my opinion. I
emotional. Damn it.
And you are entitled to your wrong opinion.
I'm just tired of her doing this whole coming back, getting injured on purpose just to come back, get a title. That's what I feel like that's what she's doing. And not only that, but listen, no. Not only that, they're talking about she's going to be missing WrestleMania. I doubt that. I doubt that she's going to miss WrestleMania. She's going to do the surgery, do a whole bunch of training exercise just to make her return, just to try to get a title again. I think that's going to happen. That's my prediction. I don't care what nobody says.
I'm on your side, Bianca, on this. Like, I'm sorry, but I am over it. Like,
yeah.
What are we doing? Yeah, it has nothing to do with her name recognition, her last name at all. It has to do with the fact that she's constantly shoved out of our throats. She disappears off TV for like 5 months, mm-hmm. comes back and mm-hmm. is inserted into the world title picture just mm-hmm. to put, just so she can what, break daddy's record? It's old, it's pathetic. And it's like, why? What's the point? So she can be 16-time champion, 17-time champion, then Vince Joe world title 15, lose the title, you know, disappear for 6 months, come back, be like, oh, let's go for title 16. Come on, 17.
Right, exactly.
Who cares? I don't care if he has like 16 reigns. But it's like, what are we doing? Like, and then she comes back, she's going to be world champion. I just don't see her coming back at WrestleMania for a title, because you already have your women's title pictures mm-hmm. in line. You have EO and Bailey. You have more than likely Becky and Rhea. So I don't see a spot for her in any world title picture right there. So
like, okay, it may not be for like a title or anything, but she might come back and like, you know, slick attack somebody. That could possibly happen. She could do something. She could do one of those things. Oh,
haters. I'm sorry, but she does not need to be in the world title picture, the women's world title picture. You have so many women on that roster right now that could be pushed, that you could start building the title around, and you choose the same people over and over again. Like,
and
why do
thing,
we need,
right,
like, we need
you,
Charlotte in the title picture.
And, and just like you said, there's a whole bunch of female women that's in, you know, in the line waiting for a title shot, and she's talking about some, oh, you got to be in the back of the line. Oh, Hail the Queen got to be the first one to get a title shot. No.
What about Bianca? What about Jade coming in? What about Naomi?
Right.
What about any of these other women? Shouldn't they be getting women's world title pushes?
Then
Tiffany
I think.
Stratton? What are we doing?
This is where I say favoritism. They're going to favor Charlotte, and they're going to have Charlotte get that title first.
KB's right. We had Super Cena years ago, and now we have Super Charlotte. I mean,
Super Charlotte, exactly.
Where's the line?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Binky, I bet you take the floor. Binky, take the floor. Take the floor. Take the floor.
Come on, Binky.
Honestly, I'm gonna be real with y'all. At first I couldn't, you know, I didn't really care for Charlotte like that. It wasn't just Charlotte. It was the four horsewomen. Sasha, Bayley, Becky, Charlotte. I was like, why are they in the title picture? Why is everything about them? Why is everything about Charlotte and Becky and Bayley and Sasha? Especially Charlotte. And it's like, okay. But then again, on the other side, Charlotte has put in the work. I wouldn't say that she is one of the worst female wrestlers. I understand, the title shots, and it was her getting the 15th reign. It's kind of like, okay. I mean, I understand, you know, she seems like the greedy person, you know, where there are other talents who are in line waiting for that, you know, just waiting for that opportunity. So I honestly, I don't think I think it's too soon for Charlotte to come back. First of all, she had an ACL injury.
Yeah, multiple knee injury. Yeah.
About what, 9 months to a year to recover. So I just don't see her going back in the ring anytime soon.
ACL and MCL.
Well, I don't know.
When she returns, I do see her going against Bianca. What about that match against Bianca? What about Bianca accomplishing her goals to pin all four horsewomen? She has pinned.
That's fine.
Bailey, Sasha, Becky. Charlotte is the only one that Bianca has to pin. So,
right.
This will be perfect when Charlotte.
That one.
I see her feuding with Bianca in a non-title match. It doesn't have to be a title match. And even if it was a title match, I wouldn't care because I need to see that feud happen. And I'm a Bianca fan, so.
Yeah.
Ooh. As for Charlotte, I understand why people don't like her. But at the same time, it's like, I appreciate her. And I respect her, so
I just wanted to.
I have no dog in the fight, so
I wanted to say, right? Okay, if you guys don't like Charlotte, then please have the same energy for Becky and Bailey. Like, I'm so sorry.
No, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
No, I am in fact ready. I'm ready to put all of you on smoke today.
Hold on.
Wait, careful. If you don't like Charlotte, have the same energy for Bailey and Becky.
And I
do. The reason why I say this, I'm saying this is because surely we can hold them all to the same standard. They've been in the game for so long. They've achieved all that needs to essentially be achieved. So why is it that it's always Charlotte this, Charlotte that? Have the same schmuck for everyone else. Please. Have the same schmuck for everyone else. And then number two, I'm going to repeat this one more time. I guarantee you any money right now. I feel like the hatred is because of her surname. If she didn't have the surname that she has, you lot would be like, oh my gosh, wow. We could say the same about Bianca. We could actually say the same about Bianca. No hate to Bianca, but we could actually say the same about Bianca. Bianca has achieved something for now. Why don't we give it to someone else?
Yeah.
Why don't we give it to someone else?
Okay.
Why does Oscar need to be in a tag team champion? Why don't we give it to someone else? Has she not achieved so much? So if you're gonna hate on one person, hate on everyone else that has been here for so long and have been attaining something as well, because it's not fair. I don't like
it. Okay, so I hear you. I got a whole full list of who I got a list of people I can't stand when it comes to the women. not just Charlotte. I said something about Bailey the last season.
This is woman on woman crime. we get enough from the men. Like,
I said something about Becky. I'm with you on that one.
Ew.
Like, I said something about Sasha Banks when she was here, but you know.
Ew. No, but you know what it is, guys? Okay, let me say this, like, let me say this calmly.
Right? It is one.
I feel like for me, my issue is, although we don't like other people, right? Because we have our list of people
that's for sure.
We do have our list of people that we don't like. But why is the hatred for Charlotte Flair through the roof? I don't get it. Because if, for example, like, let's envision this year. If Bianca was doing up 14, 15 titles, would you be doing the same? Would you have the same chat? No, you wouldn't. And it's exactly what the boss is saying. It's because she's a Flair and I don't like it. Stop hating on her because she's a Flair. Because she's a Flair, that's when everyone's like...
Yeah, I mean, as for Bianca, I don't think that they will let her go to title number 15.
No, but I'm just saying, if we were to envision anyone else in Charlotte position, no one would say anything. I mean, look at Bailey, right? Bayley has attained everything that needs to be attained, apart from the NXT UK Championship, right? She's attained everything that needs to be attained, right? So why is she going to WrestleMania? Why didn't they let Tiffany go to WrestleMania? I know she just come on the scene, but what's wrong with that?
That's right.
Bianca Belair came on the scene and she got it handed to her. Shayna came on the scene and she got it handed to her. Rhea came on the scene. So what's to say about anyone else?
Tiffy time.
That's why I feel like if it was anyone else, no one would have smoke. Because of Charlotte, that's why.
You know what it is? My problem with Charlotte is because her arrogancy. Don't care for that. And I think that's another reason why I'm starting to really dislike about Tiffany too, because when I saw that she beat what's her name, Zelina, I was kind of upset. I was upset, you know, because, you know, oh gosh, Carrie, come on.
God help me.
Let me just be great for a second, okay? Okay, look, I'm just hear me out. I just feel like the arrogancy of some of these women is just, they're doing too much. They're doing a little bit way too much. They're trying to make it seem like they're over the top, over everybody. Like, just pipe down just a little bit. Just humble yourself a little bit. Just a little bit.
Weinstein-ass call, a Vince McMahon-ass call at the end of the game, just to add insult to injury.
Like, I understand. Like, I understand you've done so many title wins or whatever, but no, you just need to pipe down just a little bit.
Oh my gosh, girl.
I understand, Bianca. I understand about Tiffany, but maybe that's just part of her character, because she has that Malibu Barbie.
Daddy's and rich girl kind of thing. Exactly. Yeah. She said that since she was in NXT, I think that's just part of her character, and it's like Tiffany, she just coming up, coming in the scene on the main roster
and stuff like that, and then now she's in the Elimination Chamber match, but it's just part of her character, and I understand about the arrogance and stuff like that. I just don't let it bother.
I don't know.
I mean, I could just list up others who I don't like, and
I think we all could.
As for talents like Charlotte and Tiffany, I just don't have a lot to say, because they are good at what they do.
Don't get me wrong. But listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not discouraging their talent or anything. I'm just discouraging just how they are.
Yeah, I just want to make a request to the boss in the comments. I've found a new name for our podcast. It's called Terry and Blackheart Haters. From next week, welcome to Terry and the Blackheart Haters show. Because y'all are a bunch of haters.
Listen, we're just speaking to the truth, okay?
Absolutely.
I am on your side. I understand everyone's perspective, everyone's side.
No, do you know what? I hear what everyone's saying, because I used to feel that way. I used to be like, why is it that she's always getting the energy, right? But my thing is, why don't we have the same smoke for everyone else? Do you get it? That's just crazy. Like, I just find it crazy. I just feel like if we're gonna have smoke for Charlotte, then have smoke for the rest of the horsewomen.
They've actually achieved.
But and this isn't really just for us as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like it goes out to everyone that's watching and the entire IWC in general. Yeah. Because I rarely see Becky and Bayley hate.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rarity, but the moment Charlotte Flair's name comes up,
well,
Spider Queen.
Just saying,
this is crazy.
You know why there's so much Charlotte hate? Just saying.
I digress.
I used to feel the same way with Bayley. I used to feel the same way.
I used to feel the same way
with Sasha. So mm-hmm. I understand. But until I saw their matches, until I saw the documentaries, and, mm-hmm. and I okay, now they are growing on me. And now yeah. I see how they became the four horsewomen, all yeah. of them. Charlotte, Becky, mm-hmm. Bailey, Sasha. They mm-hmm. it's like whether you like them or not, respect them because they are the it girls.
Right.
Whether you like it or not, they are mm-hmm. the it girls. Mm-hmm. Of wrestling.
Yes. I had a little bit of mutual respect for Bailey when she stepped up for herself when yeah. when Damage Control tried to, you know, attack yeah. her. I had a mutual respect for her. Yeah. Like but I still dislike her because, you know, throughout the times she can't fight. I'm just feeling like she just can't fight. But she stood up for herself, but she just can't fight. Hmm. See, I have different, you know, Bruh. List of people that, you know, I have, you know.
I think we all have a dislike. We just dislike a lot of people. That would have to be a different show for a different time.
Like, exactly.
You don't like how I feel about Charlotte is that I do believe that she is helping certain talents like Bianca. She's low key over Bianca behind the scenes, and I do believe that she does want a match against mm-hmm. Bianca. And I'm like, I'm here for her to put Bianca over. I'm here to put for Charlotte to put other talents over.
And that's all we want for her is put other talents over without being in the title picture every time.
So I agree.
Without the title picture or not, I'm here for it.
I agree with Pinky and I agree the previous comment.
Remember WrestleMania last year? Mm-hmm. WrestleMania 39 when she put Rhea over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I fell down to my knees when the law
came. Like, I agree with Pinky said, you know, previous comment that she said that like they have character in the wrestling, you know. But I understand Charlotte has character. But I just don't like her. Like, even if character or not,
you're entitled to that too. You're allowed to not like her.
Yeah, just
you're entitled to that too.
Like, you know, everybody has an entitlement for everything. You know, it's not just only me. You know, it's just everybody has an entitlement for everything. So I'm not. Like I said, I'm not knocking Terry, I'm not knocking Binky, I'm not knocking Shara. I'm just saying my piece, and I'm saying my opinion of what I
feel. Well, I feel knocked. I feel knocked. How about that?
I'm sorry. It's all love.
Oh, my word. But no, I mean, it was a very good topic to bring up. I feel like everyone here has had some, not too much on Nia Jax. Not too much on Nia Jax.
I had dislikes on her too, but you know, we're not gonna talk about
that. Not too much on Nia Jax, but no, I mean, like I said, everyone has that one wrestler that they just look at and go, go away. But I feel like the hatred towards Charlotte Flair is unjustified. Finish. End of story. End of the debate.
I feel like Terry's gonna go on strike for that.
End of conversation.
I want to change the my topic today into something that Lady B will hate, but you know, I'll keep it for 2 weeks from now. Don't worry, I've got a surprise for you, Bianca.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
Let's take our commercial break and see you on the other side.
Oh yeah.
In a few.
Thank you. believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a stranger.
Come on, you guys. It's only a little.
Hungry for a big honey taste.
Big taste, honeycomb, big taste. Honeycomb
taste, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small.
No, no, no. Honeycomb's got a big honey taste. Big, big crunch for a big, big bite.
Honeycomb cereal, part of this big, complete breakfast.
Honeycomb, a big, big bite, yeah!
When you have nausea,
Ken Tomohiro's impression of the Big Boss Man. Kentucky Fried Chicken's impression of the Big Boss Man. Ann Wood's impression of the Ultimate Warrior. Kentucky Fried Chicken's impression of the Ultimate Warrior. And you can only make these impressions with WWF Power Stamps. There's Hulk Hogan and the Ultimate Warrior. Big Boss Man. And Macho King Randy Savage for 99 cents each. Collect one each week only at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And make your own impression.
And we're back from commercial. Hope everyone's break was good and everything. So are we ready to get into our third topic, Binky?
Yes, we shall. So is Swerve Strickland the face of AEW? An argument has been made. Let's see. So for Swerve, he's been in every match, especially the recent match against Adam Heyman Page, and yeah, so this is the debate going on, and he's just doing big things. His charisma and basically,
oh, yeah.
So he's supposed to be in a triple threat match against Samoa Joe and Adam Page. Coming soon.
Yeah, Revolution, yeah.
Revolution, I'm sorry, Revolution. I've been preparing my notes this time.
No, you're good, that's why I got you, girl. I got you.
So what do you guys think, what you ladies think about Swerve being the face of AEW?
Who wanna go first, kid?
I'll go first. I'll go first. Yeah, he. I think he is the future face of this company, because you have to look, like, the star power is there and everything. He's got the fan support easily. I mean, you can see he's probably going to be switching over to a baby face soon based off the reaction Hangman's been getting lately and everything. But, you know, he's already started. Just put the world title on him, give him a run with it, because, you know, he could be the first African-American world champion in the company. I mean, you know, and he's such a star. He's got the star power. He's got the fans on his side. Now's the right moment to put the title on him, because, I mean, he's got the star power and everything you need to be a world champion. He can cut promos. He can do all that stuff. Why not? I say put the title on him at Revolution. As much as I'd hate for Joe's title reign to be cut short and everything, I think you have to strike while the iron's hot. Hangman's already been world champion. I say why not put the title on Swerve? Give him a run. Give him a major run with that title for the first time. See where it goes.
Me? I've been seeing Swerve a lot, you know, on, like, you know, internet, talking on AEW. And, you know, I hope he becomes champion, because, you know, he's good looking. That's number one.
Come on. And you're proving the hate is wrong.
Alicia started celebrating, talking about.
You're proving the hate is right. Sorry, don't do that. We spoke about that last week. Don't do that, Lady B. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's what we had discussing with last week.
So you know, I'm not just saying only just because he's good looking and he should be champion or whatever, but you know, no, he's good at the ring. No, not me. Okay. All right. So, yeah, he should, you know, he should become champion, so why not, you know? All
right. When I catch
you. Yeah, I'm just a bold person. Listen, you're going to hear what I have to say. You're going to see, you're going to hear what I need to say. Okay, I say, okay? Look. He's good looking. He's good, he got good talent. So
let's talk about his in-ring ability. I mean, that's why he's going for the world title.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of the storytelling and because of his in-ring work. Why are we talking about looks that, again?
I'm sorry, can't help. But you know, like I said. So. Yeah, like you.
Oh,
like you see, look, you see what he can do in the ring. So I'm just, you know, I'm just being honest. So anyway, that's my thoughts.
I feel like for me, my concern when it comes to, oh, this is gonna sound so anti-black. Oh my god.
Okay. Oh,
no. My thing is, yeah, when we get people like Bobby Lashley, when you get people like Kofi Kingston, when you get people like Swerve, when you get people like Keith Lee, and the list goes on, when you put them in that spotlight, my thing is like the expectations become so high. So whilst the fans are busy, like, yeah, this is the time for Swerve to be on his, like, up on the top of the mountain, etc., etc., are these so-called fans going to remain loyal? That's my question. But if TK does do this for Swerve, I will be so happy for him. I mean, look at how far he's come, especially like him having to break away from what's that faction called?
Hit Row.
Having to break away from Hit Row and stuff. I know that must have been really hard for him as well, and obviously getting dropped by WWE as well, after pretty much 0-0 opportunities. So I'm happy for him. He's moved on. He's doing really well on AEW. But my thing is, will people keep that momentum? And I feel like the stakes become higher when there is an African-American that becomes the face of a company. And we've seen it so many times. So we can't sit here and pretend and go on this tangent of, oh, Tiri, you're wrong. I'm right. Try fight me. I'm right. Let's have that conversation. Right?
What? Yeah. I like it. Oh yeah, man.
But there's always gonna be that doubt, you know, of, you know, pushing someone because of race and everything. You're gonna have that story going on. I mean, just look at Kofi and them. But you have this problem with everybody. Everyone pushes for the world title to be put on their favorites because it's like they've been doing a good job in ring. They've been, you know, killing it in their storytelling, their matches and everything. And then they say, please put the title on. Please put the title on them. Please put the title on them. And then the moment you put the title on them, what do we see all the time from these people? Their reign's boring. They're not doing much with the title. Can we put the title on somebody else? And then it just, you know, they're never satisfied with whoever gets the title. You put it on them for like a month or two, and then they're like, take it off them. I want so-and-so to hold the title. Like, you know, this is why no one can get a sustained push in any, you know, for any championship, because we're just doing the same thing of, no, I don't want them to champion anymore. I want to see my fave hold the title for the first time. Like,
it's just like they're not satisfied at all.
Honestly, I don't think that's the case in AEW. That's more of a WWE thing. Every time a black talent or a person of color wins a championship, about a month or two later, they're like, oh, they're boring and stuff. And in this case, in AEW, I just don't see the fans booing Swerve right away if he becomes world champion. I just don't see it in AEW. Right. I really don't. In WWE, of course, I've seen it with Bianca, I've seen it with Bobby, and I've seen it with Big E. But it's like, as for AEW, I just don't see it when it comes to Swerve. He will become champion, and within a month or two, I just don't see them booing him. I could be wrong, but I just don't see an AEW.
Yeah.
Because Swerve, he has the charisma, he has the in-ring ability, he has the mic skills, just all the above. And I honestly, I just don't see it. I really don't see it in AEW when they have to boo him, you know, after what, after a month or two of his title reign.
No.
I don't see it at all.
Yeah. He's at the right place of where he belongs anyway.
Yeah.
So, for instance, like, WWE tried to reach him, you know, try to bring him back. He didn't even respond to it. So, like I said, he's at the right place of where he belongs, anyways. And he gets more, you know, recognition, more limelight there. So,
you got a point, Lady B. It's like, did WWE see him as a world title contender in any way? Right. No, they thought he would just be like a good fit for the group, right, for Hit Row.
Exactly.
And now look at how AEW has positioned him in the short time he's been there.
Exactly.
He's already in the main event world title picture and talks of even putting the world title on him. You see pictures of him with the world title around his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And it's like, he looks like a world champion right now. So it's like, what, you know, they treat him like he's a world championship material. And, you know, Binky was saying, it's like, I don't see the fans booing him either and turning on him, because look, I mean, even when he was doing the stuff to Hangman and stuff, they were still chanting his name, saying Swerve's house every single time. You know, they're aligned with Prince Nana. They're happy with Swerve. They love Swerve. Even though, you know, Hangman was the good guy, they were still on Swerve's side. So I'm like, I just don't see them turning on him right away at all, if at all. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if in the near future, if we get like a complete babyface turn from Swerve and he turns babyface soon.
Yeah, I think that Tony Khan will let that happen. And that's just something that WWE would never do with Swerve.
Mm-mm.
And I say what I have to say about, say what you have to say about Tony Khan. I know that there are times where he can be, you know, he could be a pain. But what I like about Tony Khan is that he's going to push certain talents in AEW, and Swerve is one of them. He's doing it right now, and Swerve is going to be champion.
And like
Sharp said, he's going to turn face, and with his seriousness and with Prince Nana's humor and his it just goes together. It's basically, it contrasts
it does
with each other, and it's like,
oh yeah,
it's like, wow,
the star power is there. Like, you have to pull the trigger on it, like, right,
the contrast. You know, yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, we have a few more weeks of that, and I wouldn't be surprised if at Revolution we have a new world champion. So it's got to be Swerve's time right now. Because whose house is it? It's Swerve's house.
Exactly, it's Swerve's house.
It is. Guys, they're not pushing him for nothing. They're not giving him this major winning streak for nothing. I mean, heck, look, next week on Dynamite, he's in a six-man tag, but he's on the same side as the world champion. So, I mean, what did that say? I'm excited to see his reign, because I think he's going to kill it as champion. Like, MJF's reign was okay. Great. It was okay for what it was, but I think Swerve's going to elevate that title to new heights, so I'm excited to see what...
Yeah, what, and you know, it's crazy because RVD, he spoke highly of Swerve.
Oh, yeah.
And he believes in him. Everyone else believes in him. I believe in him.
Oh,
we all believe in him. We all believe
absolutely.
In him.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I agree. I'm ready for a Swerve reign. Bring it on right now.
All right. get into our final topic, right, guys?
Yes. Oh boy.
Welcome to TV's Turbo Take.
Let me talk to you.
For those of you that are new here, just to remind all those that have been here for a while, just to remind you of the rules, I bring to the table the worst take you can possibly imagine. And I don't care if you don't like it, no matter how much you disagree with it, you have to come up with reasons to agree with it. And today, the topic in choice is the only thing that should matter in wrestling is the quality of the reign and not the longevity. The only thing that should matter in wrestling is the quality of the reign, not the longevity. So to break it down, in layman's terms, it should matter about how well you carry the title and not how long you can beat Hulk Hogan's dumb ass record, to put it simply. So, whoever wants to take the floor, go ahead.
And that's not going to be me.
I feel like,
go ahead.
I feel like this is turning to a shot at Roman.
No.
Why do I feel like that? Why do I feel like it?
It could be a shot.
I just said, why do I feel like it is? I feel like it's a
who
shot
wants to start?
At Roman.
Because the way she said,
he doesn't care how long you hold the title longer than Hulk Hogan. So I'm just like, okay, Roman Reigns has long, hold the title long.
Who wants to start?
No, but we've had other people that have been holding the title for so long, guys. Gunther's had the title for a while. Rhea's coming up to a year.
Who wants to start?
Roman has hold the title for 3.
Go ahead and debate before I say my bit. I'm intrigued.
I'll let you go first.
Why y'all palming the question on each other?
This is a hard topic for me because I've been on the other side. Fine, you know what? I'll go first. I just said
what I said about Roman, and
this is a hard topic for me because I have been on title reigns. You know, the quantity over the quality, especially with some of these reigns and everything. It was like, you know, some of them have gone on way too long and none of them have benefited. Like, I've been talking about, you know, especially like Roman's reign, he's hardly around to defend the title.
I talk about
Logan Paul's US title reign. He's had it. What has he done with the title? He hasn't elevated it.
Yeah.
And everything. Quality. And it's like, what are we doing with the titles? On the other hand, you have like someone like, you know, a Gunther who's had the title for 500-600 days already. And he's elevated that title to new heights, made it seem more relevant than half the titles in that damn company to begin with.
You know what? I feel like nobody's not talking about him.
But the women's world titles are irrelevant. I mean, no one's benefiting from those. Get rid of them. They're like trash right now.
Yeah.
I mean, the U.S. title with Logan Paul is a joke right now. I mean, and the world title that Seth's holding, that's nothing but more than a joke. Roman just alluded to it at the press conference. It's like it's a loser's belt, and he's pretty much trashed Seth's reputation and everything. How's Seth gonna recover from that? It already makes the world title on Raw look freaking weak and everything too. So, you know, like, what are we doing here? Like, so I get the quantity over quality over quantity thing, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, half these belts are meaningless and worthless right now because they're either not being defended or, you know, they're just seen as like a second-rate title that no one should be caring about in the first place. So,
right.
I mean.
Right. Well, like you said, it sucks he can't defend his title because he's hurt. Who else has the title? Rhea. I don't know what she's doing. Well, she is defending her title at WrestleMania, but there's not really much going on with her. Gunther, they barely talk about Gunther, so they need to do something with him about this title. Because I'm tired of...
You see what Blackheart just said? I agree with Tyrion for once. Whatever. Congratulations.
Like,
go ahead, Lady B, sorry.
Like, no. Like I was saying about Gunther, like, okay. Okay, so, off topic. I love Samantha Irvin. I like how the way she says Gunther. But I am just so tired of hearing his name.
So I hear you, but I'm gonna let you guys continue before I say what I want to say, because I've got some power bombs to hit today.
So like I just so I'm just like, you know, have somebody else to have the title. Okay, like on.
No one's gonna elevate it to the title. He's already did it. So when you put the title on someone other than Gunther, what are they gonna do with it? They're not gonna elevate it to the same level he did. If anything, the power level of the title is gonna be drug down a little bit because no one's gonna live up to the hype of Gunther's reign in the first place.
Well, at least, you know, at least have like a storyline. You know how, like, you know, other people have storylines when it comes to the title. He's not having storylines. He's just sitting there with the title looking.
If you're looking at the mid card titles right now, which one's more relevant? The IC title with Gunther or the US title with Logan Paul? It's the IC title on Raw because Gunther's made it prestigious. Logan Paul's had and hasn't done anything with the damn title except carrying it around. Yeah, he's a celebrity, but he's done nothing with the damn title. At least Gunther's having matches and elevating the reign.
Yeah,
the US title.
I'm not gonna lie.
And it's crazy that it's like literally only having non-title matches.
Yeah.
That's it.
And then he's in the Elimination Chamber to go compete for a world title slot? What are we doing?
Right. What? And I understand it's what only been a year he only been holding the title now. So it's like, okay, at least have some title matches.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
What, is he scared to have a title match because you know he's going to probably lose?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Come on.
I don't know.
What about you, Alyssa? What's up with you, my girl?
I do agree with this take, because it depends on certain matches that they could put to the table. And if you're not putting a lot to the table, then what is the point of having a title reign?
Mm-hmm.
For example, Rhea Ripley. No offense to Rhea, but in the beginning, when she first won the then SmackDown's women's title against Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania 39, her title reign wasn't moving. She was involved with her
Judgment Day.
Then the women's division.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so what's the point of her having this reign? And we've seen opponents like Jade coming in, you know, and you have Nia and you have Becky. Now the women's division is getting interested, and now that Rhea's reign is more meaningful. Mm-hmm. Well, it is about quality, not the quantity. And yes, as for Charlotte, I know we were just talking about her earlier, but it's like, okay, the quality. She has short reigns, but at least with her reigns, it was a little bit more meaningful. At least she was competing with other women. At least she made it the titles more meaningful. But as for Rhea's case, yeah, she wasn't doing that at the beginning. And then, yeah, say what you say about Roman. He has held the title for almost 4 years. But at least with him, it's like he's making his reign more meaningful.
How? He's not defending it yet. There's the storyline with the Bloodlines taking precedence over the title.
I was about to write WT. I'm rubbing that off. I'm rubbing that off.
That's my mind. But that's my mindset. The Bloodline story right now is taking more precedence over his title reign than the title reign is doing anything. That's what I'm saying.
I was nearly done. Like I was nearly done, and then you just lost me.
I agree with half of Binky saying, but the meaningful part, no. Roman is
His matches are the same. It's all copy paste. It's the same match over and over again. It's ref bump, bloodline interference. Roman retains every single time.
And he barely beats on pay per view matches. He only be on SmackDown, so he's still a part timer. So it's like TV time on SmackDown. That's it. But it's, like I said, storyline is being dragged. Storyline is being too dragged.
And there's sometimes the title's not even defended for 2 or 3 Okay, guys.
Times. What are we doing? Okay, settle down.
And then we got this.
I love this. I love the fact that I can get you guys so riled up. It just it excites me, man. Honestly, okay. Here's the thing, yeah. I want Alyssa to finish what she was saying because we all just proud of that. Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came. Alyssa, this is your time to redeem yourself. Like, this is the time to seriously redeem yourself.
I really wanted to bring up my fave, my queen, forever my queen, Bianca Belair. Yes, her title reign was long too. It was over 400 days, I understand. But at least with hers, it was more quality, okay? It was more, at least she was competing with other women.
Yep.
Bitch!
And then they want to say that, oh, she's a boring champion. I'm like, okay. How's that boring? She's putting the work. It's like she is a champion, okay?
For real, yeah. Christy. Right. For real.
I wanna say this, and I'm so glad all of you have said your business. I can chip in, right? Mm-hmm. Let's think about back in the day, how many title exchanges we can count that used to take place. I feel like now it's just become about longevity and how long one can hold the ring. And it's not just Roman, it's everyone. The only title that's been doing up hopscotch is the flipping US title. And then someone said they liked my accent. I don't know who it was. Thank you. I'm English, agreed. But I just wanted to say, like, I don't know, for me personally, it's what's making me cut, guys. I'm in my second year of law school, okay? Do you want to know when Roman Reigns became champion? He became champion in my last year of high school. I'm champion. Yes! Not even in my last year. Second from last year of high school. That's when he became champion. And then it's the other thing is, Alyssa, you said something. Oh my gosh, the way I'm so glad I didn't put my phone up, because I was about to say win take, and then you just turned that W into an L, bro. Like, meaningful. I want you to spell meaningful and explain to me the definition of meaningful. Because when you look at Roman Reigns, okay, when I have my kids and I'm telling them, Brock was the one that broke Undertaker's streak, and Bray Wyatt was the greatest storyteller, and you know, Ric Flair had charisma. I'm not gonna sit there and go, Roman Reigns was the greatest champion of all time. No, because I'll be lying to my child. I'll be teaching my child that lying is good and that's bad. Yes. Okay,
it's very, very bad.
Roman's title had elements where there was meaning, like when Sami Zayn betrayed him, when Jay, and now that there was a bit of uncertainty as to whether there were so many things going on. Seriously telling me that throughout the whole reign there has been meaning. You're lying to yourself. Exactly. And you're lying to yourself.
That's crazy.
Number three. Outside of Roman, there are other competitors that we need to bear in mind, especially the women. Yeah. I feel like this thing of having them hold on to the title year long and then have them defend it at WrestleMania, and then it's a matter of guessing as to whether the titles are going to exchange or not, is boring. Give it up. Give it up. Like, I miss the days where you would actually watch a pay-per-view and there would be title exchanges. Was it Crown Jewels 2021? Zero exchanges.
Exactly.
And it was like, what's the point in me watching this? Like, even last year, there's more title exchanges on bloody NXT than there are on Okay, and that's the problem. We're no longer in the art of quality. I can tell you about Rusev's US reign in 2016. I can tell you all about Seth's reign in 2016. I can tell you stuff because there was actually quality in their reign. But I come and say, oh, let me tell you the quality in Roman's reign, slap me because I'm lying.
There's no quality in it.
So my take is this. I agree with that take because at the end of the day, the only meaningful thing I'm going to have to say to my kids about Roman's reign is how long it was. And then the occasional storyline that made my blood like jump up. Other than that, I don't give a heck. I don't care. Same thing for Gunther. I watched I watched Gunther versus Sheamus at Clash at the Castle.
Yeah.
That was a great match.
Then
I watched the Triple Threat. Great match.
That was good too.
Gunther can fight.
Yes.
There is no passion, there is no vision, there is no aggression, there is no fucking mindset in this football club.
That's where I disagree. I think he's elevated that. I think that title's got more prestige to it now than any of these other titles. Like, everything he's done for that title, I mean, like I said, it's more relevant right now than the world title that's on Raw. And that's, like, significant because now Roman's made that world title on Raw, which Seth holds, seem like that thing's just a piece of trash. Like, he's pretty much said it's like the loser belt. So why would anyone want to compete for it? They're just competing for a loser belt with the loser champion. So there's no point in that. And then you have, like, the tag titles, you have all this stuff. None of those titles on Raw have any meaning, and at least with him, he's defending it, and that title has some significant meaning. That world title on Raw right now is it's pretty much something you could throw in the trash right now, because like I was saying, at the press conference and at the all these promos Roman's cutting, he's sitting there saying that world title is a loser belt. Seth's a loser. It's a loser belt. It's like a second-rate belt for second place people, and he's like at the top. Why would anyone want to compete for a loser belt? It makes them look like a loser too. So I mean, and based off the mid-card titles, like I was saying before, and I'll repeat it again, the IC title has more prestige than the US titles. Yeah, ever since Logan Paul held the US title, great. This is what my problem was with the US title, putting the title on him in the first place. Yeah, great, you're putting it on a damn celebrity. Great job. But what the hell was he going to do with that title that was going to make it prestigious? He's done absolutely nothing to that title to make it prestigious. Now he's in an Elimination Chamber match for the Raw title? Now that makes the Raw, the Elimination Chamber match seem that much more obvious, because guess what? Drew McIntyre is the only one in the Elimination Chamber matches from Raw. Everybody else is from SmackDown. So
coincidence? I think not.
So
my gosh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, LA Knight from SmackDown. Logan Paul's on SmackDown.
God help me.
On SmackDown. Drew's the only one in the Chamber match that's a Raw guy, and it's going for the Raw World title. So.
We're losing the art of wrestling.
Point that out, Char. Wow. Yeah, because it's like Logan Paul. Why is he in the match? I mean, he's already
losing the art of wrestling.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
We are seriously losing the art of wrestling. I'll tell you this now. I can guarantee you anything. The people right now are only watching WWE out of loyalty, and I'm people. We're only watching WWE because of loyalty. We're not watching it because there's still art in it. There's zero art.
No.
Let's be real.
WWE just stands for the worst wrestling entertainment company.
Reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
I'm not trying to be that person because I am a diehard WWE fan, but we're losing art all in the name of longevity. Stop it. Stop it, Paul.
Look, pause.
Stop.
I've said the same thing for a while.
Stop it, Paul.
Why does every title, why does every title reign in that company need to be like a year-long title reign? I mean,
it's ridiculous. Why am I waiting a whole year for a title exchange? It's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. You gotta bring up AEW? Fine. I'll go off some title reigns in AEW. You wanna bring up AEW in this topic? Okay, let's bring up AEW. I have been heavily critical. What the hell is Tony Khan and them doing with the AEW Trios titles right now? They're a second-rate title right now because the Trios titles are on the Acclaimed and Billy Gunn. And guess what? They haven't defended them in who knows how long right now. You know, they're in a storyline right now with the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, whatever that ridiculous nonsense is that's holding you know, Bullet Club Gold back right now. Okay, great, you're combining two factions together, but what are they doing to the titles? They're doing absolutely nothing to those titles at all. You know, and it's like some of these other title reigns, like the international title, great, Orange has had it twice and everything, but now his title reign's getting stale and everything. You know, the ROH titles are like right now are like mediocre right now too, because, you know, the Bang Bang Scissor Gang isn't defending the ROH Trios titles. I mean, Wheeler Yuta has been injured for who knows how long, and he's not defending the ROH Pure title. So this is what I'm saying. Like, if you want me to be critical of WWE's booking of their titles, I mean, AEW is doing the same thing with their titles too. And, you know, especially the Trios titles. I've been having...
Oh, yeah, it really does, Christy. It really does.
But the Trios titles are... But I've been heavy critical of the Trios titles. Like, the AEW Trios titles are going to waste right now in that company because they're not being defended and, you know, they're just holding the Trios division back but not being defended. So either get rid of the Trios titles or put them on a trio in that company that's going to actually defend the titles.
I mean...
This was a good combo.
Honestly, what's the point of a trios title? I mean, there's a tag title, but a trios title. I mean, that's good.
It's for the six man. It's for the trios teams. But the Acclaimed are more involved in a storyline with Bullet Club Gold right now, and they're not defending the championship.
I thought that Billy Gunn is some type of manager. I mean,
no. He's a champion with the Acclaimed right now. But they're not defending the titles. They're more involved in the storyline with Bullet Club Gold right now than they are defending the titles. So
y'all are good at time, ladies. Time. End of the show.
What's the point? Just keep a tag team. Just keep it.
To be honest, I was about to say threesome title because he wrote it in the chat. Oh my goodness. A trio title, it just don't make sense to me. No. I think that's going to like mess everything all up.
What next is going to be a quadruple?
Exactly. A six man title. Like what?
Y'all are crazy.
Okay, so it's time for the end of the show. End of the line for us. Sad. It's been a great show. Anyone want to give shout outs or where we can find you guys, you beautiful ladies? And don't forget, everyone, like, share, subscribe, ring the notification, and share this with all your friends. This is where you want to be. Come on, look how fun we had today. I mean, who doesn't want to be?
We always have fun. Y'all can find me on Twitter at LegalFighter11.
You can find me at Twitter at I am Queen Bossy 20 and Instagram Hailey_Jaded.
Yes. You can find me on Instagram estdeep606_ and Twitter BinkySprunna6_.
You can find me at Instagram at Charlene.Cadilla. That's my name. You can find me over at Twitter at MoxCrew2021. Don't forget to also check out our amazing partners in crime, Eric and Christine, next on the Wrestling Asylum coming up in about a half an hour. And tomorrow night, don't forget to check out our brothers in arms.
Thank you, Albert.
Last week of wrestling tomorrow night. So, thank you for all our supporters in here. We wouldn't be here without you. So much love. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Take care.
It's out, guys.